Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And we are talking about Ghost Month, and we have a conversation, or it's our comic strip article today. So we have Paige, and we started out with Paige and Leo talking about Ghost Month and, you know, some things that you shouldn't do because ghosts might come into your life, like don't shout someone's name at night and things like that. But then Leo tells Paige an interesting thing.
Ooh, and that is you can call hell by dialing 12 zeros on the phone, but it only works on the midnight, the night of the Ghost Festival.
Okay, so on the night of Ghost Festival, if you pick up your phone and you dial 0000 and dial 012 times, you'll call hell. Now, this is what Leo tells Paige, but Paige isn't really sure this is true. She doesn't really believe what Leo's saying. She thinks it's just a story. But we know Paige is a brave girl, and so she decides she is going to try it on the night of Ghost Festival and tell Leo if it works or not. All right, well, now it's time to find out what happens. Is she going to call hell? Will she speak to someone in hell? Let's find out. Let's get started on our article right now.
The phone call to hell.
It's August 24th, the eve of Ghost Festival. The clock shows 11:59 p.m. Paige is in her room, ready to make the call on her phone.
It's almost time to call. Why do I feel scared? It's just a stupid story.
The clock turns to 12 a.m.
I can't do it.
Jimmy comes in.
I can do it. I'll dial the number.
I can't look.
Paige hides her eyes as Jimmy puts numbers into the phone.
Paige, look.
Jimmy holds up the phone. The display reads, hell. A scary voice speaks out of the phone.
Who dares to call hell?
It wasn't me. Jimmy did it.
This is Paige's phone number. It was you.
Paige hides under her blanket.
We got you, Paige.
What?
Timmy comes into the room with a phone.
We heard you earlier. I changed Timmy's name to hell in your phone and called him.
And I answered with the special voice app.
The twins laugh happily. Paige starts laughing too.
Okay, you got me. Good trick. I can't wait to tell Leo.
Jimmy's phone rings and he takes it out.
Who's calling me?
Jimmy's phone reads, Hungry Ghost.
Oh no! Help! Run!
Paige hides again. Jimmy and Timmy run into their room. In another room, Mrs. Wong is holding her phone and laughing to herself.
Word power!
Scared. Scared. Zara is scared of bees, cockroaches, and other bugs. Zara is scared of bees, cockroaches, and other bugs. Stupid. Stupid. It's stupid to play basketball in the middle of the road. It's stupid to play basketball in the middle of the road. Number. Number. Betty gave Nick her number and told him to call her soon. Betty gave Nick her number and told him to call her soon. change, 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 changed, changed. Sharon wanted to try something new in her life, so she changed her job.Sharon wanted to try something new in her life, so she changed her job.
All right, so let's take a look at this first picture. So it's August 24th, the eve of the Ghost Festival. The clock shows that it's 11:59 p.m. Paige is in her room, and she's ready to make the call on her cell phone.
Okay.
So Paige says, it's almost time to call. Why do I feel scared? So she says, it's time to, which means that it's the right time to do something, or it's the right moment. It's a good time and we should do it now. So she says, I think it's the right time because it's almost midnight, but she's feeling a little bit nervous.
That's right. Now that comes into our first word, power word in that sentence, which is scared. She feels scared. Now scared is an adjective. It's spelled S-C-A-R-E-D, scared. And when you feel scared, you are afraid or frightened of something. So people are scared of different things. Some people are scared of insects. Some people are scared of ghosts. When you feel this way, you might start shaking because you can't control your body or your mind is going crazy and you get little bumps on your arms. We call those goosebumps or goose pimples, and they're a sign to show that you're afraid or you're feeling scared. Now, here's an example sentence. Zara is scared of bees, cockroaches, and other bugs.
Me too!
Zara is scared of bees, cockroaches, and other bugs. I think there's probably a lot of people out there who are scared of those things.
Yeah, I'm one of them for sure. So in the article, it continues to say, it's just a stupid story. So we have an adjective that's S-T-U-P-I-D, stupid. So if an idea or a story is stupid, that means that Paige doesn't think it's really smart, and Paige doesn't even think it's real. So if a person is stupid, that's not a really nice thing to tell them, but it just means that they're not very intelligent. Maybe sometimes they could be a little bit slow to understand something, or they don't have the best ideas. The opposite of that, which is a really nice thing to tell somebody, is that they're really smart. Okay, so the example sentence here says, it's stupid to play basketball in the middle of the road. It's stupid to play basketball in the middle of the road, which means it's a bad idea.
Yeah,
don't do it because you're going to get hit.
Yeah, it's not a very smart idea. Okay, so smart ideas are safe ideas. Don't do unsafe things. Those are stupid ideas. Okay, so Paige, she's got her phone in her hand. She's kind of talking to herself. She thinks, I'm kind of scared, but it's just a stupid story. And then the clock changes to 12 a.m. or midnight, and she says, I can't do it! So she got too scared in the end. She doesn't feel like she can do it. What happens?
And then Jimmy comes in, and he's all really brave, and Jimmy says, I can do it! I'll dial the number.
Okay.
So here we have the noun, number. That's N-U-M-B-E-R, number. So we usually refer to numbers as the digits 0 to 9, or numbers when we're doing math. But in this case, the number is short for phone number. So we know that that would be those 12 zeros that we're calling at midnight to see if we could reach hell. All right, so here we have our example sentence, which is, Betty gave Nick her number and told him to call her soon. Betty gave Nick her number and told him to call her soon. So Betty's taking the first step. She wants Nick to call her.
Okay, so number, here we're just talking about phone number. And so Jimmy is all brave. He says, I'll dial the number. And Paige, she's still really scared. She says, I can't look. She probably has her hands over her eyes. And she's not looking at what Jimmy is doing. And then Jimmy says,
Paige, look!
Oh, what happens? All right, so Jimmy now is holding up the phone, and it says, hell. And of course, Paige is not expecting this. She is terrified. She's really scared. She's probably shaking, and she screams. She goes, ah! Now, a scary voice comes out of the phone right after she screams, and it goes, who dares to call hell? Maybe it's a deep voice like that. And this question, who dares to call hell? We use the word dare, and this is a verb. Now, if you dare to do something, you are brave enough to do something really scary or dangerous. Or you do something that you really don't want to do, but you do it anyway. And so we've got Jimmy and we've got Paige, and this scary voice comes out of the phone. And what happens next?
So Paige in the picture, she's even more scared.
Oh, of course.
And Paige says, it wasn't me. Jimmy did it. So she's trying to put the blame on someone else.
Uh-huh. I would probably do that, too. I wouldn't want to be the person who called hell. Well, the voice keeps talking. This is Paige's phone number. It was you.
So Paige is hiding behind her blanket, and Jimmy starts laughing really loudly. Jimmy says, oh, we got you, Paige. So what does this mean, we got you, Paige? So to get somebody, or saying we got you, this means that someone is playing a trick on someone else, and that person was tricked. So in this case, Jimmy and Timmy played a trick or a prank on Paige, and she fell for it, or she actually believed them. So next time, if you're trying to scare somebody, you can hide behind the door, and then you come out and you go, boo! And when they scream, you can say, ha! I got you!
But only do it when somebody is going to be safe. You don't want anybody to get hurt. All right, well, Jimmy and Timmy, they really got Paige good this time. She was really, really scared, and she's even hiding under her blanket. If you look in the magazine, and maybe she kind of pokes her head out from under the blanket, and she says, what? As in, she doesn't really understand. What? It's not real?
So then Timmy comes into the room with the phone, and Jimmy says, we heard you earlier. I changed Timmy's name to hell in your phone and called him. So we have the word change.
That's right.
And the three forms are change, changed, and changed. And that's C-H-A-N-G-E, change. So when something changes, it becomes different than before. You can also make things change or become different, which is what Jimmy did. He made Timmy's name in Paige's phone different than before. So we have here our example sentence. Sharon wanted to try something new in her life, so she changed her job. Sharon wanted to try something new in her life, so she changed her job. So if we want to make a change in our lives, we can change different things. For example, your hair, your job, your boyfriend, or you can even change your country and go somewhere else to make a change. So in the article, Timmy says, and then I answered with the special phone app. So we have the verb answered. This means you're saying something in response to what someone else is saying. In this case, Timmy is responding to Jimmy's call.
That's right. So they must have heard Paige talking to herself earlier in the first day. And they said, okay, we're going to change Timmy's number. We're going to play this joke on her. So what they did is they changed the number in the phone, and then they got a special app. Now, an app is a program on a phone, a tablet, or a computer that does a certain job. For example, some apps let you post pictures, like Instagram. Some let you send messages to friends, like Line or WeChat. And some help you check the weather and lots of other things. So there's an app for almost anything these days, and you can find them on your phone. So the app that they used here is an app that you can change your voice with when you answer a call, so it makes you sound like somebody else.
All right, so then we have the scenario and the twins are laughing happily and Paige is a little bit scared and she was like, what? But then she starts laughing too.
Mm-hmm.
Paige says, okay, you got me. Good trick. I can't wait to tell Leo.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say, you got me, that means that you didn't know what someone else was saying or you believed the trick. So you're like, oh, I admit it. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, Paige believed Jimmy's prank or trick and she thought it was real.
That's right. Okay, well, the article isn't quite finished yet. Something else is going to happen, and we know that because as Jimmy and Paige and Timmy are sitting there talking, Jimmy's phone starts to ring, and he says, huh? Who's calling me?
It's
really late. And he looks at his phone, and what does it say?
So Jimmy's phone reads, Hungry Ghost.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy, Timmy, and Paige are like, oh no, help, let's run.
They don't know who's doing this. They might think it's a real hungry ghost. They have no idea. So Paige goes back under her blanket to hide. Jimmy and Timmy run into their room to run away from the hungry ghost. And we see in the magazine, we can see Mrs. Wong, and she's holding her phone and laughing to herself. So all this time, she knew what was going to happen, and she played a trick on them.
She got all of them.
Mm-hmm, that's true. She did. And the next day, Leo will think this is really funny when he calls and talks to Paige. But that is the end of our article. Are you going to try to play some Ghost Month tricks on your friends? Who knows? All right, but we have to say goodbye. We're going to go to our review time next, so stay tuned for that, and then we'll say goodbye for good.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽!
All right, so we're back here for our review time, and we're going to talk a little bit about some things you can't do during Ghost Month in our tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And these are called taboos. That's T-A-B-O-O-S, which means things to definitely stay away from and not do.
Right.
So I'm going to pitch them to Erin, and she's from Canada, so maybe she could like guess according to maybe how she thinks. Why is this not okay in this culture?
Okay.
Okay. So the first one we talked about a little bit before, don't go swimming. What do you think is going to happen if you go swimming during Ghost Month?
I do know this one. I do. We did talk about it earlier. I think it's because there are lots of ghosts in the water during Ghost Month, and they are going to try to catch you and drown you so they can take your place in the world, right?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. So there are these really bad spirits and they drown. So if these ones drowned, they would be really angry ghosts.
Right.
So then you're swimming and then they're going to drown you so they can rebirth themselves.
Okay.
So that's really scary.
Okay.
We'll see Erin at the beach though. So
yes.
If you all want to go find her.
Okay, let me try another one.
Okay, the next one is you can't go out alone at night.
I guess if you go out alone, it's going to be a lot easier for a ghost to catch you.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that if you're a young child or you're a young adult, then these ghosts that are wandering around, they can easily like catch you. And then you would be lost.
So if maybe like you're a weaker person. Like,
yes,
yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like a lot of people say if your body is a colder or colder type, or maybe you're like pretty skinny or you're young, that's easier for them to possess you or catch you.
Okay, okay. Let's do another one.
Okay, don't whistle, especially after dark.
I suppose if you're whistling after dark, you're just making it really easy to hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if these ghosts hear you, then they could follow you around or possess you, and it'll be bad luck.
Maybe they can come in my house if they follow me around and they know where I live.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, one more.
Okay, the last one is don't hang clothes outside to dry.
Are the ghosts going to wear your clothes?
Yeah, so it's saying that these bad spirits are going to wear your clothes and sneak into your house like they're pretending they're you.
Oh, I don't want ghosts to be wearing my clothes. That would be so weird. So
these are some of the things to remember to avoid during this ghost month.
Okay.
Or you can go find Aaron at the beach if you're not scared.
I like to swim when there's no one in the water. So.
Don't find her.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all the time we have for today. There are lots more taboos out there for Ghost Month. You guys can go learn about them yourself, but we have to say goodbye. So for A-plus English, I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
It's time to...
I have to go now.
Me too. It's time to get ready for bed.
Talk to you later.
Get... I'm moving to a new city.
What? No, you can't.
Ha, I got you. I'm not leaving.
Hola, amigos. 我是 Emily。今天呢，想要跟大家分享一个我很独特的庆生经验。那大概在我高中的时候呢，我的同学帮我在花莲庆生。那时候原本预估会有五个人跟我一起搭火车从台北去花莲，那殊不知当天呢却只有另外两个人出现。我其实心里面是有一点难过伤心的，但是呢火车的开车时间都要到了，我只好对他们说 It's time to get on the train, let's go. It's time to get on the train, let's go. 我其实有点难过，但是呢嘴上还是说走吧，是时候上火车了。当我们用这个句型 It's time to 然后一个原形动词的时候呢，这里的 time 解释为时刻，意思就是是时候去做什么事情了，可以指涉说话者本人还有呢他所谈话的对象。所以呢刚刚我才会说我们上火车吧。好啦，就这样一路到了花莲，我其实还是有点在意原本说要来的人结果没来，就这样心情闷闷的到了晚上要就寝的时间。那就在我梳妆完毕准备要睡觉的时候呢，一走出浴室就发现全班有超过一半的人都挤在我的床上。 Oh my god, what a surprise. 就在我的下巴合不拢的时候呢，我最好的朋友就冲出来吓我一跳，然后说 Boo, we got you, we think it's time to show up. Boo, we got you, we think it's time to show up. Wow, we got you. 我们在想说也是时候出现啦。那这里又看到刚刚出现的 It's time to 原形动词的句型咯。 It's time to show up 就是在讲现在就是出现的时机啦。那另外一句话呢 We got you, 我们拿到你，不是哦。那这里的 get 是一个非正式的用法，有骗人捉弄人的意思，所以刚刚就是在说他们骗到我啦， They got me， 也可以说 They tricked me 或是 They fooled me。 那这里的 trick 还有 fool 都是捉弄啊骗的意思，不过当使用这些说法You got me, You tricked me, You fooled me 的时候呢，基本上你讲的东西都不是太严重的事情，大家可以一笑泯恩仇的那一种。好啦，讲完这个故事让我又怀念起以前的同学了，好像可以约出来见面一下。好，那我现在就要去找同学啦，我们下回见咯。
The phone call to hell.
It's August 24th, the eve of Ghost Festival. The clock shows 11:59 p.m. Paige is in her room, ready to make the call on her phone.
It's almost time to call. Why do I feel scared? It's just a stupid story.
The clock turns to 12 a.m.
I can't do it!
Jimmy comes in.
I can do it! I'll dial the number!
I can't look!
Paige hides her eyes as Jimmy puts numbers into the phone.
Paige, look!
Jimmy holds up the phone. The display reads, Hell.
Ah!
A scary voice speaks out of the phone.
Who dares to call Hell?
It wasn't me. Jimmy did it.
This is Paige's phone number. It was you.
Paige hides under her blanket.
We got you, Paige!
What?
Timmy comes into the room with a phone.
We heard you earlier. I changed Timmy's name to Hal in your phone and called him.
And I answered with the special voice app.
The twins laugh happily. Paige starts laughing too.
Okay, you got me. Good trick. I can't wait to tell Leo.
Jimmy's phone rings and he takes it out.
Who's calling me?
Jimmy's phone reads, Hungry Ghost.
Oh no! Help! Run!
Paige hides again. Jimmy and Timmy run into their room. In another room, Mrs. Wong is holding her phone and laughing to herself.
Scared. Scared. Zara is scared of bees, cockroaches, and other bugs. Zara is scared of bees, cockroaches, and other bugs. Stupid. Stupid. It's stupid to play basketball in the middle of the road. It's stupid to play basketball in the middle of the road. Number. Number. Betty gave Nick her number and told him to call her soon. Betty gave Nick her number and told him to call her soon. Change, 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 changed, changed. Sharon wanted to try something new in her life, so she changed her job. Sharon wanted to try something new in her life, so she changed her job.